I'm not surprised. But I am a little disappointed. Shout out to MadameNoir.com. Wendy Williams was out celebrating her new lease on life after allegedly telling friends her forthcoming podcast was canceled. That's a little backwards. Maybe, maybe not. I think she was tired of the limelight. Wendy Williams' forthcoming podcast may never see the light of day. A source close to the media titan recently shared with The Sun that Williams told a group of friends there was no podcast coming in the near future. Allegedly, the former Hot 97 radio host said that the show was canceled. It's strange because she's saying there's no podcast, but it's also telling people she's going to return to TV.
You know, the whole podcast thing, that's probably my biggest achievement right now.
Wow. Okay.
The insider shared. It's hard to figure out what is based in reality. In August 2022, is that pun intended? In August 2022, the former daytime talk show host took to the Instagram to tease the Wendy Experience podcast, donning a luxurious white coat and flashy jewelry. Williams smiled in the promo images as she sat in front of her coveted microphone. Loading, the caption read. Fans have been patiently waiting for the show to drop ever since. Despite Wendy's cancellation claims, the website for the buzzing podcast appears to be intact and up to date. Users can also purchase merch from the website. Nah, of course they can. The last time Williams publicly addressed the project was in November 2022 during a WBLS event. At the time, the Ask Wendy author told stands that her podcast would launch in several weeks. But first, the mother of one said she wanted to take some time off to travel. Deadline reported. I want to take a year of my life to fly and do and see things I've never done before while I'm young enough, she added. Wendy Williams was spotted drinking last week, reference says she's celebrating her new lease on life. Last week, the 58-year-old was spotted drinking cocktails at her favorite New York restaurant, Fresco by Scotto. Some patrons said they were concerned seeing the famed media icon drinking, given her recent stint in rehab. In September 2022, Williams checked into an undisclosed rehab facility for alcohol abuse treatment. According to Page Six, several sources claim Williams looked lonely while dining at the posh Italian hotspot until a group of friends showed up. Another diner alleged that the New Jersey native was determined to get drunk. Determined to, quote, get drunk. She wasn't hiding her drinking, the patron added. Third insider alleged the talk show titan made a few bizarre comments while chatting with fellow diners. She told this table that she was looking for love, and like in Sex and the City, she's willing to fuck. The witness alleged. After dinner, the star and her friends jetted over to the townhouse for a few more drinks. According to sources, the LGBTQ friendly bar lit up when the former Wendy show host stepped foot inside the venue. Amid gossip about the boozy sighting, a rep for the former shock jocket issued a statement telling fans that they didn't have to worry about Williams. Apparently, she was just out and about celebrating her new lease on life. Wendy has spent most of her life in the public eye, and when is out, she likes to acknowledge her fans. Her rep, Sean Zanotti, shared. She is happy and wanted to celebrate as she has a new lease on life, Zanotti continued. As for her spotting at the townhouse, Zanotti said Wendy loved drinking at the buzzing Midtown gay bar and fully supports the LGBTQ community, which is a big part of her fan base. We're happy to see Wendy shining again, too. So I'm thinking that Wendy's is probably going to have like a reality TV show that's like following her around. I'm hoping. Shout out to Kimpire. I thought that I saw on there. I thought I overheard him reporting that she had some cameras following her around. And I think he was saying like, you know, anybody can have cameras follow them around, but you just kind of never know where this is going. But I think that that would be more like it. But it could all just be hogwash. Just to keep, you know, her name out there, just to keep us, just the longest fucking letdown ever. Isn't it just the longest breakup in your life? I kind of appreciated how they did it at first. Well, no, not really. But it's just like they lied and deceived us and bullshitted Wendy out of our lives. And it's a little sad, but Yeah. Sheesh, feels like the end times, guys. Well, definitely in this video. I want to thank you for joining me. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Bye-bye.